Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Been Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals. We just create a space, open up a space, have been blessed with a space to just talk about God, talk about ourselves, take a vent break. Just to be comfortable in the space that's created for us. So thank you, Chaos Block Talk Radio, for the platform. Thank you, everybody that's listening through Instagram, YouTube. Thank y'all for just supporting and just sharing in this atmosphere. So before we start, I'm going to pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just being who you are alone, God. We thank you and we praise you this morning, Lord. This morning, I pray for you to just be in the atmosphere with us today, God. I pray that you purify our hearts in this moment so that we can hear from you, God. Please soften our hearts, God. Please allow things not to go in one ear and out the other, God. I pray that they are planted in good soil, God, so that we can grow and so that we can be fruitful and so that we can multiply spiritually, God. I thank you for a great segment. I thank you for a wonderful segment in advance, God. Please open up our hearts to receive. Please pour into me, God, so that I can pour out. I pray that I decrease so that you can increase. I pray that you remove anything out of this episode, out of this segment, out of this session, whatever you want to call it, that's of me, God, and I pray that you implant you, and I pray that we all can grow from this morning's talk and conversation, and I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name, amen. So, good morning, y'all. So this morning, first we started off with prayer, cool. So then I just want to go into, today we're having a discussion, and I want to talk about how it's November 1st, it's the first of the month, we're walking into a new month, into a new space, into new opportunity. And that's what I want to really emphasize is the new opportunity that can be created from a new space if we utilize it and we use it, because we can get put into a position, we can get put into a new space, we can get put into a new atmosphere, but if we're still operating out of old habits and old ways and old thought processes, we can make that new space old. We can make that new space comfortable. We can make that new space turn. We'll end up looking back like, dang, like, what happened? What did I do with what I had? How did this turn into something I didn't want it to be? So with that being said, I just want to talk about mindset and perspective and how we can turn this new month into actually a new month for our life. And I wrote down some stuff or whatever, y'all. So I don't know why I'm so nervous this morning, but it's okay. So I want to talk about, one, our spirit and also our mental health. And with mental health in November and winter and when it's getting cold, it's very important, because some people can start operating out of stagnation because you're in the house more, because it's not, you know, warm outside. You're more indoors. It's holidays. It's the holiday season. Maybe you miss loved ones or you've lost somebody. Like, this season can be very crucial for people, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I started off with, you can come into a new season, but if you have a new mindset about the season, you can season as in not a physical season, fall, winter, whatever, but a season in your life. If you can walk into a new space with a new mindset, you create new around you. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I want to talk about mental health first and pouring into your cup and feeding yourself. Not necessarily before you feed others. I don't want it even to be a comparison. It's just pouring into yourself and making sure you're taking care of you. I want us to not forget about ourselves this month and to help our mental health. Okay, what else did I write? I don't know why I'm so nervous. Okay, so one thing that has helped me with my mental health and being able to upkeep my mental even when things around me want to do the opposite is making sure I'm doing things that aid things that I like and that I enjoy. And I wrote down examples. I'm so nervous. Lord, please. If I have to forget about everything I wrote, Lord, and just flow, let's just do that. At this point, I'm going to close this notebook. But, okay, so mental health and just making sure that you're okay and making sure that you're pouring into your own cup. I feel like a lot of times, especially as servers, if you're a person that loves to do for people, loves to serve, loves to show up for other people, it's important, especially in a season. I'm really talking to people that normally have a negative mindset on winter or a negative mindset in November, December, January, the seasons of holiday, the seasons of cold and stagnation, is that something that you can do to help your mental health or to help yourself is to make sure you're taking care of you first, and not in a way of like, I'm gonna make sure I'm good selfish, but making sure that you have something to give and you have something to pour. Still operate and still show up. I don't want us to now get into stagnation to where we're not giving and helping others, because somebody else can also feel the way that you feel. And this season, something new that you can bring is, you know what, normally I'm the one down. Normally I'm the one feeling this. Let me help uplift the next person because they could be feeling the same thing. So with that being said, you have to take care of you first in order to still be that willing, that vessel that can be used, in order to still be able to help others, serve others the same way you do the rest of the year, the same way you do when it's hot and it's spring and you out giving and doing and being jump, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that, you can still be that same person even when around you stagnant. And this doesn't even have to just go for just fall. I mean, just for winter and actual season, in seasons in life period that you find yourself. If you're in a place of stagnation or it's turmoil and tribulation around you, how do I still pour? How do I still give and pour out when I'm in a season of needing it? How can I still give and serve and be if I'm in a season of still of needing God to do something for me? And with that being said, that's what I want to talk about, is feeding your mental and your spiritual. Those two things can help you operate even when you have things going on in your own life. You get what I'm saying? So examples, just examples of how to set the mood or set an atmosphere for you, or how to feed you, important to you, just for mental. We have spiritual as well, because a lot of times mental isn't enough. You still got to feed your spiritual. And sometimes spiritual isn't enough. My mental needs it. You get what I'm saying? So just mental for right now. Just examples are making up your bed in the morning. That's something that you can do for you. Like, you operate different in a clean environment. So something that you can do is just cleaning your room or making up your bed in the morning. And there's so many ranges of things to do. So making up your bed in the morning or cleaning up your space, taking a trip in the beginning of your month to set the tone, or just not even in the beginning of your month, go getting new scenery. A trip can be a day trip. A trip can be to a waterfall. A trip can be to the city, whatever your mind needs, or something that you can do for you is just to create a new atmosphere, a new scenery, just so you can breathe different, see different, and just take what you see and what you feel into where you're at. You get what I'm saying? So that's something that helps me, is changing my scenery. So yes, I use the word trip, but that can mean trip for you. If that means trip for you and taking a trip for you, that's what it means for you. If that means just going to a waterfall, changing your scenery, that's what it means for you. But that's something that can help you and your mental. Taking morning walks, that can set the tone for your day of, you know what, let me let go, let me relax today, just praying on your walk, you know, things like that or whatever. Solo dates, that's feeding yourself. Game nights with your friends, sometimes being around other people can help your mental as well. You know what I'm saying? That's really self-explanatory. Game nights with friends or doing stuff with friends, cooking and meal prep. Or I said meal prep because that's a way of being productive for yourself. Sometimes people feel better about themselves, or it can uplift their mood or their mindset if I'm doing something productive for me. So if you have a business, making flyers, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever, some people, once they have checked things off a box, or they have been productive and fed themselves or poured into them, that helps them operate in a better mindset too. Because it's not like the stress of, oh, I got all these things to do. Check those things off the box. Check those things off the list. You know what I'm saying? The last thing I wrote for mental is motivational videos. Starting your morning off with something motivational. TD Jakes is really good for motivation, and he's very raw, and I love TD Jakes for motivation, so that's a good speaker. Motivational videos, inspirational videos, something to feed you. That's what we're talking about, is how can I pour into others when I'm in a season of stagnation? By feeding yourself with this, you know what I'm saying, doing things to cater to you and to pour into your own cup. What else did I write? To pour in our own. Okay, there's many things that we can do to pour into our own cups and not just allow outside. What? Oh, there's many things that we can do to pour into our own cups and not allow outside things outside of ourselves to dictate how we feel. right? Because a lot of times when us are going with the flow or just going within a day with no intention or no destination, just nothing, which sometimes it's okay. We're talking about a season, though, of feeling like you're stagnant or you don't really have a lot going on, or that a season of tribulation, a season of stagnation, or the actual season of winter where your mental health is very important, that's what we're talking about. So with that being said, it's very important in those type of seasons where you need you is to move with intention, because a lot of times you can allow things outside of yourself to dictate how you're going to feel that day. You get what I'm saying? Because you're so open and vulnerable and your spirit is so needing of something, it can intake negative things. So it's important for you to for your day and set intention for your day so that it can be, you know, a good day so that you can make today a great day. You know, that's been like a little slogan or whatever. So that you can make today a great day, there's intention behind that. You get what I'm saying? It's intention behind you setting the tone for your day. So that's as far as mental health that I want to talk about, like just things, you know what I'm saying, ways to feed your mind. Now I want to talk about spiritual health, because it's important to feed your spirit just as you know what I'm saying? It's just as important, more important, really, to feed your spirit in those seasons as well, so that you can, when you are pouring into others, so that when you are giving to others, it's something of staying and substance. You know what I mean? But anywho, I'm going to read. We're going to bring scripture into it. We're talking about spiritual, so we got to have some scripture. So we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, and then verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6. All right, I have NIRV, New International Reader Version. And this is a very popular scripture, and we're going to talk about it. So we're talking about spiritual health. So we have Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. It says, our fight, and I have New International Reader Version. Our fight is not against human beings. It is against the rulers. It is against the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world. It is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly world. So put on all of God's armor. Evil days will come, but you will be able to stand up to anything. And after you have done everything you can, you will be standing. You will still be standing. So with that being said, some things that come our way are out of our control. So this kind of ties back into what we were just talking about with mental health, of things dictating how you feel. Some things that we come across are literally out of our control. We can't control them. And that's an example is people. And that's really what I want to focus in on this morning, is not allowing people to dictate and control how we feel. You get what I'm saying? Because we have to understand that things are spirit. No matter how much we don't really want to tend to it, or because I'm a person that doesn't really like to think too hard on it, think too hard about it. But we are in a spiritual world. We are. And with that being said, other people have things going on within their life, and you have things going on within your life. And you can't allow what other people have going on to now be able to feed you in any sort. You get what I'm saying? Like, at all. And that's a focus that I want us to have this month. If I could give us not necessarily an assignment or homework, but if we could fixate on something this month, I really would want it to be to not allow what other people say, do, or how they act to dictate us or to control us. Our aim this month, I would want it to be, well, it is for me, and if y'all want to join in, cool, but is to control what we can and only try to control what we can. We cannot control other people, just like how we read. The things that we wrestle with, we don't wrestle against human beings. It's spirit. So with that being said, pass your test. With that being said, pass personal. Some things are within another person. So with that, like I said, we're talking about spiritual health and mental health and being able to pour even when you're in a season of stagnation. So you can't, like, if you're focused on pouring, like, making sure that you're okay and that you're good and that you can pour and that you can be this person that God called you to be still in a season of torment and trials and tribulation and stagnation, you can't allow distractions to come interfere with where you're going and what you got going on. You're on purpose. you have a plan, you're in where God wants you to be, you have vision and provision in that, in where you're at, and don't lose that just because of your season. And with that, like I said, we're talking about spiritual health and being able to recognize that, you know what, I can't control that. That has nothing to do with me. Let me focus on me and what God has going on in my life. We have to protect our peace. Being in a place of getting serious about ourselves and our walk. You get what I'm saying? And not continuing to allow things outside of ourselves to dictate how we're going to act and how we're going to be. And something that helped me and I want to share, join the challenge. Focusing on ourselves, that's the challenge, is to not allow outside things or things outside of ourselves to dictate how we're going to act or how we're going to be. Standing firm on our fruit of the Spirit, and that's our next scripture. We have Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. I have actually three different versions I want to read this in, because every version says something different, in a different way, I meant. So we have King James first, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such things, there is no law. Cool. We're going to go to NIRV now. We have, but the fruit the Holy Spirit produces is love, joy, and peace. It is being patient, kind, and good. It is being faithful and gentle and having control of oneself. There is no law against things of that kind. So holding on to these fruit of the Spirit, and which are, and that's what the fruit of the Spirit are, and which we should hold in our heart, love, joy, and peace, is being patient, kind, and good, is being faithful and gentle and having self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit that we should hold in our heart, and that's what I'm saying. I'm going to read one more version, but that's what I'm saying, is standing firm and staying firm in who you are, not allowing outside things to dictate you. And with that being said, if you can do that, you're able to still operate in a place of pouring and giving. Some days where, okay, it may not be the best day, and it's okay to feel your emotions. I'm not saying that. That's why we're talking about spiritual health, is that joy no matter what, peace no matter what, keeping your eye on God, that's spiritual health. Of course, we got the mental, but we have spiritual health where it's no matter what it looks like, I know my God is still able. You get what I'm saying? Like, that officer in you that is out of your body, out of your control of, like, my God is, like, when you're smiling and there's so much around you, that's spiritual health. You get what I'm saying? Like, when it's torment around you, so many things going on in your world, but you're able to still keep your eye on God, spiritual health that I'm talking about. And that's why it's the fruit of the Spirit. Like, it's the Holy Spirit operating within you. How can I still upkeep patience and be kind to somebody that's literally disrespecting me? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit operating within you. And that's what I mean by spiritual health. Of in a place of stagnation, it has to be the Holy Spirit operating, because how is it hell all around me, but I'm still being faithful? How is it hell all around me, but I still have joy? I still have peace. I can still be meek and calm. I can still have self-control. You get what I'm saying? You are helping me right now. Amen. Amen. But yeah. So, I wanted to read one more version of this scripture. One more version. And we have Amplified version. Amplified, I like it because it kind of breaks it down just a little step further. So we have, again, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Come on. So, okay, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Let me show y'all something. The thing with Amplified version, I know the people listening through the radio, y'all just listen. I'm showing the people on the live. And the people on YouTube, y'all just going to have to hold on to. But, y'all don't mind my phone being cracked up. But, Spirit, okay, it has like parentheses to kind of explain what the verse in front of it is saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has parentheses to explain it. And that's what I like about Amplified version. I'm going to show YouTube too, but yeah, like, there's parentheses to, like, explain what the verse is saying. You get what I'm saying? Okay, so we have, like I said, 22. Sorry, I just had to explain that so that we can understand why it sounds a little choppy, but it's breaking it down for us. So it says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the result of his presence within us, because that's what the Holy Spirit is, the result of God being within us, that's the Holy Spirit. So it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, unselfish concern for others. That's what love is, unselfish concern for others. Okay, that's love. So we have love, we have joy, which says, we have joy, there's no explanation for that. So we have, sorry y'all, there's love, there's joy. Then it says inner peace for this one, inner peace. And that's what we're talking about right now, is it's coming from a place within myself. Even when there's things going on around me, things I cannot control, I can obtain inner peace within myself. And that's just want to emphasize that that's exactly what we're talking about today, is that no matter what's going on around me, the season's changing, it's getting cold outside, holiday season, people, whatever, blase going on that I cannot control, I still can obtain inner peace. So we have love, joy, peace, patience, and it explains patience as not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Even if I can't control the fact that I'm waiting on a job, I'm waiting on my family, I'm waiting on this, I'm waiting on that, how do I act while I'm sitting and I'm waiting in that season? How do I act when I'm sitting and I'm waiting on God to come through for me? How do I act when I'm sitting and I'm waiting and I don't see the results? That's what patience is. It's how do you act while you're waiting? I have faith. I'm allowing God to do what he do. How do you act? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. There's no explanation for kindness. Cool. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. But I did just want to amplify the fact that if we could obtain, a challenge that I did for myself, maybe last year, I wrote down the fruit of the Spirit every single day. I don't know how long I did it for, but I wrote down the fruit of the Spirit every single day. I needed them. I needed them. I'm a person that can have road rage. I'm a person that can get snappy real quick, real fast, get you together. You know what I'm saying? And I had to stop. That's not cute. No matter how much I thought it was, laughs and giggles, it's not cute, and I'm still working on me. But that's the point, is that how can I break out of all of that? How can I, you know what I'm saying? Or even me having I had to obtain the mindset. This is another thing. This could go for mental health and spiritual health, actually. Another tip that I have is starting your days new and starting your days over. I know I just got to a whole nother place, but God just put that in, because that's something that helped me. It's starting my days fresh and new, giving every day a new opportunity to give me something new. You know what I'm saying? This is a brand new day, brand new experience, brand new things. And like I said, we're talking about being able to operate in a season of stagnation, because we're entering winter. We're indoors more. You know what I'm saying? It's holiday season. I just wanted to break that down for people just joining or whatever, just to remind us that that's what we're talking about. So with that being said, every day, I don't care if yesterday I cried my eyes out, I bawled my eyes out, I had a rough day, a bad day, blase happened yesterday. Today, as I open my eyes and God grants me and blesses me with a brand new day, let me give it opportunity to give me something new. That's something that will definitely help you with mental health and spiritual health, is that, you know what, I know yesterday wasn't the best day, but today something else could happen. You get what I'm saying? That's that. What else did I write? You're on purpose with vision, so get serious. Right? Get serious about yourself. Get serious about where God wants to take you, and the visions that you see, the things that you see, the greater things that God has for you that he's placed in your heart or in your mind, the things that you know are yours and you're just trying to figure out how to get them. Get serious about them and keep them first in your mind. The visions that God has placed in you, put that first in your brain. Everything else will be added. Keep your eyes set on God. I was about to get in my own butt for real, but some things that we worry about, only God can change anyway. Some of the things that we're spending our time on, only God can shift anyway. Only God can do it anyway. So keep your eyes set on him, and all the other things will be added unto you, okay? So, yeah, like I said, you're on purpose, and with vision, get serious. Like, get serious about you. You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't save everybody else if you're not in a position. Like, you can't save nobody else, period. Like, worry about you. Focus on you. Like, everything else will be added. Okay? Focus on God. I'm going to read what I wrote, and we're going to end it. We're going to wrap it up. It says, holidays are rolling in. Them cold nights in the room are rolling in. The brightness of the trees and the leaves are going away, and I want us to prepare. I don't want us to handle every year the same. This year will be better in Jesus' name. So, yeah, even I said that for the people that declare seasonal depression over themselves. Like, even if that's how every other year went, let's change the narrative this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if that's how your year normally goes, let's shift it this year. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. Like, I just, in the beginning was just to understand that, like, holidays are rolling in. I know that. And it's, you know, we rebuke it. We do. We bind it up. Send it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, holidays are rolling in. I understand it's rough for me just as much as it's rough for the next person. It's rough. And holidays when you don't have everybody around you that you want to be there. It's rough and it's hard. And the cold nights in the room where everybody else cuddled up, bundled up, watching movies, sipping hot cocoa, and you by yourself, I get that too. Or even the brightness of your person that loves vibrancy, you operate in a certain space better or blase, blase. So the brightness of the trees and the leaves are going away. They are. But you don't have to, you don't allow God to still shine through you. And that's what we're talking about, is being able to still operate in a season of stagnation. You can still be able to pour. You can still be able to give. You can still be able to be you, even when things around you aren't the best. You get what I'm saying? You can't save a drowning man. Amen. Amen. This year will be better. This year will be greater in Jesus' name. So, yeah, we're just going to pray over our month, and we're going to wrap this segment up. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we ask you, God, first we rebuke any seasonal depression in Jesus' name, God. I pray that we operate out of a place of keeping our eyes on you, Lord. Even when things around us are dark, even when things around us don't seem the best, even when things around us are stagnant, we don't see movement, it's like, God, where are you? God, I can't find you anywhere where I'm at, Lord. I pray that you show up in that room and hold anybody that needs you, God. And I want to say today, but throughout this season, God, whatever season somebody finds themselves in, even if it has nothing to do with winter, if they're in that room just alone, feeling like they don't have anybody or feeling like you're not moving or you're not there, Lord, please be in the room with them today, God. Please operate in their life, God, so that they can know that greater is ahead of them, God. They don't have to give up on themselves, God. They can still be there for other people. They can still pour. But I pray that everybody listening this morning make sure that they are in a space of that they are saved, that they are good, that they are okay, that their spirit is good, is with you, Lord, before they worry about the next person, God. I pray that we all just keep the visions that you have given us, we keep them in the front of our minds, God, so that we can push forward and have something to look forward to, God. I pray that you show us how you're already completing that vision, even while we're right here, God. Even if we don't see it the moment, you're still working. If anybody needs confirmation of that, God, I pray that you send it to them. Because I know everything works together for the good, God, but sometimes while we're in the working, we can't see the greater. We can't see the better. But, God, I pray that you provide that confirmation so that they know that you are here, God. Yeah, while we go into a new month, while we go into a new season, while we go into a new space, God, I pray that we operate as if it is new, God. I pray that we don't bring bad habits, old things into a new place, God. I pray that we don't contaminate the new space with stuff that doesn't belong, God. I pray that we operate in the new to the fullest in Jesus' name. I thank you. I praise you. We love you, God, and I know that this will be a great month for all of us, God, because we're keeping you first, and you will add everything else as it's needed, God. I pray that we have patience, and as we wait, I pray that we focus on just continuing to love and continuing to give and continuing to operate out of a place of purity, God, so that we don't mess up whatever you have ahead of us, in Jesus' name. I pray that we're creating habits that are staples so that we can take into our new year. I pray that we understand that right now what we do is going to be what falls over and pours over into our new year, God. So I pray that we get serious about our future. I pray that we get serious about our now, God, because at any point, at any moment, we could get gone. So I pray that we understand that how we take care of today is just as important as how we take care of our future. And I love you, and we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yeah, y'all, I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. I pray that we make today a great day. I pray that we keep God first. And I pray that we allow God to do what he needs to do in our lives. And don't stop what God doing. What if you holding yourself back? Don't stop what God doing. Let him work. Get serious about our now and our future. Yes, amen. I love y'all. Make today a great day.